I drove over to the Sonic Drive-In, ordered a jalapeno burger, a chicken fried steak sandwich, a chili cheese dog with extra onions, french fries, tater tots, washed it down with one beer, two beers, three beers, a shot of whiskey, a margarita, and a Bloody Mary. I got nervous. My skin broke out in hives. I'm itching inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
First time this week hearing the Stone Cold music. I want a lot of wooden table on fire when I hear that. Old school Attitude Era wrestling.
I want to tailgate for a football game every time I hear that.
I want to tailgate with the Bills fans. The Bills Mafia. I want to get powerbombed through a table.
I think
there's that dude who like strips down to his underwear and everyone covers him in ketchup and mustard.
Gross. I think the Bills play in Nashville this year. Be a party.
Oh, if they're allowed to come down, man. If tailgating's allowed, oh, they're going to make the most of it.
Yeah. Bills, man, play in Nashville this year. Play Titans.
That stuff's already crazy up in Buffalo. I can't imagine what that's like taking it on the road. I admire the Bills fans. I really do, because I, as a Tennessee football fan, I feel some sense of, I get what you're going through. You know, both our glory days were back in the 90s. You play in a very, they play in a tough division, AFC East, that was dominated by the Patriots. We play in
Florida,
the SEC,
Georgia, yeah.
Play Alabama,
yeah,
every year.
Yeah, Alabama, yeah.
But now it's like, okay, this might be their window. Or their window might be coming very soon here. And their fans have always been passionate, always stuck with them. And they're crazy. They're absolutely insane.
They made three in a row? Three Super Bowls in a row? Four.
It was four. Lost them all.
I knew it was too many to not win one.
They should have won the first one, though. That's when they missed a kick against the Giants. When they missed that kick. Tucker is still issues. Wait.
Maybe? Yes. Yeah. Somewhat better, but still not good.
Well,
just fix it, dude.
Please don't. I was afraid that mic was going to like drop or something.
It's worse. But
it's worse.
I just want to talk, man. This is the worst.
Do you love the Bills Mafia, Tucker? Yes or no?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Don't move.
Yes.
Wait.
Yes.
It's so close, man.
I'm doing the Daniel Bryan. Come on. Yes.
Yes.
It didn't. Yes.
Work.
Ah.
Sounds awful.
Well, just keep working on it. Well, me and AJ talked the best.
Hey, well, hold it down.
But I've got to talk to test it. That's the problem.
I know you do. Well, baby steps. Do little samples here and there.
Okay.
Because if it's going to like be messed up, that's going to like sound really bad, and we're going to lose, what, 5 listeners we have.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's not doing it. It's doing it. Okay, keep going.
We will keep going. I admire the Bills Mafia, just to wrap things up. They are absolutely crazier than us when it comes to their antics. We're like Southern, you know, redneck Appalachian crazy for our tailgates and for our antics sometimes. I don't see Tennessee fans powerbombing others through tables every game day.
True. Yeah.
That doesn't happen here. I would like for that to happen here. That'd be pretty funny.
It's very one of a kind. Is there anything better than a good tailgate?
Oh, no.
That's
a lot of
fun,
the times,
man.
Especially recent Tennessee football history. Hell, I enjoyed the tailgates more than the actual game.
Yeah.
I enjoy it a whole lot more.
Oh, 100%.
I want to adopt some things from the Bills Mafia, not, you know, just throwing people through tables and lighting stuff on fire. But do you know that a lot of their fans, Tucker, are you okay?
Sorry, I thought I heard a bing.
Is this working? No. I'm just messing with it.
I don't know how to help you, man. I really don't know how to help you. That's above my pay grade. I get paid to talk on the mic, not fix the mic. Please don't punch that microphone.
I didn't.
And just use this one right here. You look like a karaoke
stand-up
DJ.
Stand-up
yeah,
comedian.
You look like a stand-up comedian. Hold it. What do you mean, how?
No, you have to. There's another button over there. You have to switch to turn that one on. I don't know how it works. I feel bad for Tucker
right
now.
You must not
want
to talk that bad.
He's trying so hard to talk. And it's just...
I could tell he'll start
that
talking.
That technology is not laying him for some reason.
He'll start talking, and then he'll realize that nobody can hear him, and his face just kind of just... Aw.
He gets so easily
discouraged. He gets sad.
Bills fans, though, do you, AJ, do you remember Zumba's pants?
Zumba's pants.
You will remember them when I show them to you.
I do not remember Zumba's pants. I remember Zumba classes. Those were hip for a while.
Zubaz, my bad.
I do not know Zubaz pants.
You'll know them when you see them. They were a big trend in the 90s.
I've seen a lot of Zubats in my day.
No.
You get it.
These.
Pokemon jokes. Okay, yeah.
Like the really comfortable athletic pants that have like
goofy looking, yeah.
The goofy looking stripe design. Bills, yeah. There's some in Bills colors. It's like a whole thing now. You can get these in Tennessee orange.
That?
I want to make this a thing. If you don't think that if I'm allowed to tailgate, if the virus has mercy on us and we're legally allowed to do so, I might roll up to one tailgate wearing Tennessee orange Zubaz pants.
He's in.
Yes, Tucker. Do you have a thought? Would you like to scream?
Just yell it.
This used to be a really big thing with the Chiefs too. Just like late 90s.
Used to be a thing with the Chiefs. Okay.
Yeah, like t-shirt. My dad has a closet.
You hear that? The Chiefs did it before it was cool.
Of course the Chiefs did. Yeah. You can't let another AFC team have anything, can you?
No.
Just because you produce the Hunt family, I guess.
Yes.
Oh, God.
We produced the AFC.
Well,
did Al Davis, you ass.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't claim him.
You don't have to claim him.
I disavow. I disavow.
It doesn't matter.
The next time you beat the Chiefs, you can claim AFC.
It doesn't. That's besides the point. We're not talking about like right now. It's just it's historical fact about what Al Davis meant to not the AFC, the AFL, which ended up being the AFC. It was a bit. Big part in that, you know. Just saying.
Ain't no
what? You gonna disrespect the late great Al Davis?
Yes.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
May his ghost haunt you. may he show up and fire you in your dreams with a slider projector presentation like he did Lane Kiffin.
Okay.
And we somehow bring up Lane Kiffin again when AJ's on the show. We haven't taught Lane Kiffin since you were on the show last week, and now somehow he's been brought up twice.
Is it working? Uh-oh.
That's what you get.
Good. Lane Kiffin still sucks. How about that?
That's what you get.
Now you get to yell across the room. That no, he doesn't. He's awesome. He tweets. He's good at it.
Disrespecting Al Davis. I hope you wake up with a Mark Davis haircut, yeah, Tucker.
Al Davis didn't like Kiffin.
That's mean.
That's what you deserve. Huh? It's exactly what you deserve. There's good news out of Texas.
Woo!
When we're talking about the return of sports here, and we were talking about tailgating.
Are you breaking?
No, not breaking anything. This was earlier in the day, but I'm just relaying it here. Governor Greg Abbott of Texas. So he was already, you know, being the governor of one of the largest states in America, had a pretty, optimistic plan.
Okay.
For getting, like, not pro sports back, but not only that, bringing back Little League sports across Texas, too.
Okay.
Having parents and families watch those games as well. Well, Texas today announces outdoor sporting events can host fans at 25% capacity beginning in June.
Huh.
We're talking about a few weeks from now. If you are in an outdoor venue, you can have some fans.
I mean, right now, I told you I'm a soccer coach on the side. Yes. Okay. Right now, the plan is to have parents just stay in their cars, and we're still just going to try and proceed and hope nothing happens.
Nothing. That's better than nothing.
We're going to give it a shot, man. That's good. If you head in the right direction.
If you keep some of the crazy parents in their cars, maybe you can have less crazy Little League parent incidents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can reduce those the amounts of those incidents if parents are in the cars.
I mean,
but that's positive stuff coming out of Texas, though.
Yeah, it's a good sign.
At large, to go ahead and say, yeah, not only are we welcoming all these pro sports teams to come back and play, which last month it was announced that you can come back, but there won't be any fans.
So that,
now it's, hey, there can be some.
Okay, so that wasn't just youth sports. That was any outdoor venue. Okay, yes. Okay.
This gotcha, is, gotcha. If by some miracle, the MLB can get it still straightened out. I mean, the Rangers.
So what is Jerry Dome considered? If he just opens everything up, is that considered an outdoor venue? I wonder.
Does Jerry World, correct me if I'm wrong.
So, like,
is it retractable?
The sides open up on Jerry World.
I don't know. I don't know if that'd be good enough.
I mean, I asked that rhetorically. If everybody else in the state of Texas is playing, the Cowboys would be playing. But
with fans.
Yeah. 25%.
With some fans. Yeah. As of right now, 25%.
It's interesting.
I love seeing this positivity here because, man, we were thinking not that long ago some very dark possibilities for the future of sports.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit last week when I was on. Do we really think it's going to make that big of a difference?
I guess fans or there's any fans?
Well, there's fewer fans. I mean, I imagine in a vacuum, there's technically a 75% less chance.
If you don't have...
Is that the thinking, the logic behind it? I mean...
Let's just use Neyland as an example, I guess. If you can't have more than like 25,000 fans in Neyland, I don't think it really does anything.
Yeah.
But
there's still going to be 20,000 people using the same bathrooms.
And it does make, that's true.
I don't know. I mean, I guess if you just look at it from a numbers point of view, there's a 75% less chance that something bad goes wrong.
Yes.
But I mean, I don't think that's how virology works. I'm not a doctor.
I'm just thinking about the game day experience. Like, to me, if I'm watching a game on TV and there's only like a 25% capacity, hearing some fans, it still sounds a lot better than either nothing or the artificial PA crowd noise.
Right. So, okay, let's look at it from a different point of view. I imagine this is going to drive ticket prices up just because demand's going to be incrementally higher.
It only makes sense.
Would you want to go to a stadium that's not packed out if you're paying 50 to 80% more than you would normally be paying?
It just depends what the game is.
Tennessee, Georgia,
tickets are
always going to be $100 if it's a full stadium. Now it's $180.
If you have the money, you really want to go. I don't think the fact that...
I'm not talking if you got the money. I'm talking to you.
Oh, me? No.
You. Point night.
Oh, me? I can watch every game from TV.
Okay, that's a good answer.
This year, I don't care. I mean. I don't care.
It would be the most comfortable you've ever been at a UT game, though.
You wouldn't have to, with social distancing still going to be a thing, you wouldn't have to worry about, Bubba's knees in your back. You wouldn't have to worry about old Tammy Lynn being blitzed out of her mind trying to step over you.
Tammy Lynn.
With her $13 beers in her hand.
Excuse me.
Sorry, honey.
As she rips a dart.
can't be ripping darts. What is this, Neyland Stadium in the 1970s?
I've ripped a few darts in Neyland Stadium.
Oh, my God.
He ain't the only one, I'd say.
Disregard for public health. No wonder you went to some beach this weekend.
That's right.
You're a district guard. You probably just made me sick. You probably made Tucker sick already.
Oh, I'm fine. You're fine.
I hope you're nice and asymptomatic when you come visit us on our deathbed. Oh, that almost make you choke on your Gatorade. That almost make you choke on your Gatorade, you murderer.
Whoa. It just got...
You future murderer.
Now wait one damn minute.
Don't talk about directions. Ripping darts in the stadium.
I was a child.
you were what?
I was so naive.
You were a child? I think that makes it worse. I actually think that makes it worse.
This is the wee age of 19, 20. Thought I knew better. Thought it'd be cool.
I was about to say, like, I know you're not that old. Like, if it was, like, really back in the day, you probably would have been a child smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. I actually remember the game. It was Josh Dobbs coming out party against Alabama.
Oh, yeah.
Long time ago. Very long time ago.
Great game to be ripping darts at.
Yeah, I was sad and drunk. I don't smoke either.
every great smoking habit starts from that. Yeah. I was just sad. And I was desperate.
Yeah, no.
I needed a fix, man. I needed to pick me up. It was so bad. Amari Cooper already had 300 receiving yards by halftime.
Gosh, man.
I mean, he really almost did.
Yeah, I remember
that. It was over 200.
Oh, yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Well, I don't remember it, but I remember it.
Pretty bad. I do. Watched it at home.
I did not.
I was not there in the vicinity of your cancer sticks.
Yeah, the darts. Yeah.
Disgusting.
Okay. But Texas.
I feel so bad for Tucker. He's just still.
I just want to talk. Well, it's not. It doesn't sound to me like it's doing.
Are you talking into a mic that's still doing it? Oh, are you just talking to us? Are you talking to the mic?
Is your microphone even on? I don't have my headphones in. I don't know if
your
mic's
even
on.
It is on, and I don't hear a when I talk.
It looks like. Okay, I'm watching the podcast. I'm
picking
it
up
better. Yes.
Yeah?
So talk a little bit.
Just in time for the birthday game.
That's per. Oh. Cannot wait for that coming up a little bit later.
We got plenty of time for
it
to screw up again.
That's true.
Plenty of time, but other than the news coming out of Texas, we mentioned Premier League earlier today, June 17th, target date for the return of Premier League. That has to make Liverpool fans so happy.
Yeah.
That has to make them so happy. There was legit fear that they were just going to call the season off and not end it and award them the title. It would have been null and void because they couldn't have finished out the season, thus robbing Liverpool in a season which they're at the top of the table by about 20 points or so.
Yeah.
Would have robbed them their first ever Premier League championship.
Yeah, they there's only, what, like 9 games left? I think if...
There's just a handful.
If they win 6 of their last 9, I think was the number, they finish with the most points in a Premier League season ever. Like, they were just...
Oh, wow.
They were rolling this year, man. I mean, it's not going to be much of a contest, but that's a good sign for, like, the Champions League, the Europa League. I mean, you talk about Serie A. Like, all these, like, European leagues are starting to come back a little bit, which is...
Bundesliga has been back.
Yeah. Germans don't care, dude.
And it's been one of the top, you know, sporting events to follow in the world because you go on the front page of ESPN, they have all these fixtures from the Bundesliga on the homepage. You don't have to dig and search for it like you used to.
And
it's one of the only things. They also have NASCAR results right next to it.
Who cares about NASCAR?
It's a weird time to be on
ESPN. I care about NASCAR
a
right
lot
now.
Of people care about it.
I mean, well, the Bundesliga comeback is good just because there's so many American players in that league right now. There's a ton of them.
You do have the best American is in that league.
Are you sure?
Currently right now, yeah.
Who are you talking about? Pulisic?
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have...
What's up for debate?
Someone better?
No, we're not going to do soccer talk. No one wants to hear soccer
talk. I
mean,
I'm not either. I'm not as educated, but like as like a normie, I do recognize. And I mean, I will say Lucas Panzeca, our dear friend, our man of culture... when he made an appearance on the show last week, talked about Bundesliga a little bit, talked about how good he is.
Yeah.
He's like one of the best American soccer players of all time already.
Yeah, I didn't want to jump off the deep end either, but Pulisic plays for Chelsea now as well. I just want to make sure before I said that out loud. But he's not in Germany anymore.
See, I told you I'm like a normie.
It's okay. It's okay.
Why was Lucas bringing that up?
I mean, it's just a weird time for soccer, dude.
Maybe he was bringing it up, like being relevant, because he used to play for a club there.
Yes, he did. That is fact.
Did he play for Bayern Munich or did he play for? Okay.
Yes, he did.
Again, man, I'm a normie.
You're good. So you're good.
A good team.
Yeah, but he wasn't necessarily a key player on the good team. He's young too. He's a kid. I mean, he's probably about your age. Truth be told,
younger than me actually.
Which you're 22. Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
See, I remember. I remember these things.
And when was my birthday?
21.
May.
He's 21.
26th.
Yeah!
that. Christian Pulisic
will doing it again, so shut up.
Well, it was good talking to you for a little bit. Christian Pulisic will be 22 on September 18th. Wow, he's a kid. He's a kid.
Sounds like a grown man to me.
Hardy, what are you doing?
What?
Turn your mind back off until birthdays, please. June 17th, Premier League's coming back. Finish out the season. The clubs gave, quote, Project Restart the Green Light at a shareholders meeting today. Four teams have 10 fixtures remaining, and so bring them in line with the rest of the league. Man City versus Arsenal and Aston Villa against Sheffield United will be the first games that will be played. This comes after all of a sudden, a 100-day break by the time they will resume play.
Yeah.
100 days since the last matches were played.
Yeah, and there's going to be a lot of players coming in from around the world. And I imagine, I saw something about it, but there's probably going to be players that are going to elect to sit out as well. And I don't know if that's going to impact how they get paid, if they get paid. It's going to be weird, but it'll be good to at least see a little bit on TV.
Speaking of TV, this is going to be some good television action to watch here. So after these few matches resume on the 17th,
mm-hmm.
June 19th, starting Friday.
Big day.
The remaining 90 games will then begin. Every match will be shown on live television. No two games will be played at the same time across the weekend, and all matches will be televised in the UK. Which, yeah, UK, but you can easily find a stream here.
Yeah, and do you have a Premier League team?
No, I've flirted with the idea of like trying to adopt a club to get into it, but I don't want to seem like a bandwagon for any
sure,
team.
Sure.
I do know that I would never be a Man United or Chelsea fan.
Okay. Now you're good so far.
I would never be a Tottenham fan.
You're good. You're very good. You're warm.
One of my good friends convinced me that, yeah, you don't want to do the Tottenham thing.
Yeah.
Because the way he explained it, Tottenham was the club that a lot of Americans became fans of when they weren't doing so hot.
Dempsey.
And then, by association, made them a bandwagon club because so many Americans became a Tottenham fan.
Yeah. It sounds like your friend's an Arsenal fan.
I don't know. Okay. I think he is Arsenal.
I mean, I'm a Gunner, dude. Hop on the bandwagon.
Arsenal's
right now. Now's the time.
It's either Arsenal or, like, again, don't want to sound like bandwagon. Like, I thought about Liverpool in the past. You know what's been attracted to me about Liverpool? You'll never walk alone.
You'll never walk
alone. Stuff's beautiful.
So, okay. The argument, let's break this down into college football terms here.
Okay.
Liverpool.
Make it easier for
you. Yeah. Okay. First off, Arsenal is Tennessee. They used to be good, and then they've fallen off the face of the
sounds
earth.
Sounds good so
We're
far.
We're clawing our way back right
One
now.
Of our great longtime partners at the station, Hops and Hollers, is an official
Arsenal
spot.
And it's popping. They're fun to watch games there, too, by the way.
What's the club called? Knoxville Gooners,
yep. Nice. I would call Liverpool more like Georgia. They're good.
They do sound like Georgia.
They're good all the time.
But they still have yet to officially win that first Premier League.
But the trophy case is a little more empty than some of these other big clubs that you're really going to talk about. Chelsea.
I've heard Chelsea being compared to Florida years ago, at least.
Yeah. I'd say more like Ohio State. They're good all the time. Manchester City would be a lot like Clemson. They're kind of new to the scene, but they're
because Man United's Alabama, of course.
That would be a good comparison, yeah. Okay.
Then who's Auburn if Man City's Clemson? Because I'd always think Manchester Derby would be the Iron Bowl.
Now you're going too deep.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, now you're going deep.
Again, you got to understand I'm ignorant when it comes to this.
No. I'm just thinking more general terms, just like how they have been the past 20 years.
Okay.
It's just in that time frame. Fair. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, if you want to try and twist it around a little bit, you can. I'd say Auburn would be someone like West Ham. They're just kind of always right there on the edge, but they're never really – they always make like a push every fourth or fifth season, but they never win anything, except if Cam Newton shows up. I don't know what the metaphor is there.
I want one more comparison before we hit this break because all of a sudden, great conversation, but we are up against it here.
Yeah.
So, Leicester City.
Vanderbilt.
But Vanderbilt's never won a college football championship, though. So I'm like,
Oklahoma State with Barry Sanders.
I mean, they never won a championship here, but that makes more sense.
Okay.
That makes more sense than Vanderbilt.
Did SMU win when they had all those?
No, they never won a national title. No.
I'm trying to think. Like I'm trying to think of just like a random school, tiny school that normally sucks that won a national championship.
BYU won a national title in 1984. Georgia Tech won in 1990. So did Colorado in 1990. Does that make more sense?
So, okay, BYU would probably be the most comparable just because Lester's kind of in the middle of nowhere. BYU's kind of in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, okay. Leicester City's BYU. There you go. And they were.
I love comparing these Premier League clubs to like random college football champions.
Yeah, it's just sometimes.
BYU might be the most random in recent memory.
Yeah, okay.
And that's not even a recent memory, just like modern era. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense. I can't really think of a more random national champion.
I can't either. I was just trying to think of a school that.
I mean, there was, again, the Georgia Tech Colorado split title year of 1990. That's very weird stuff to look back on.
The fact there isn't even really anything comparable. Leicester City just came out of nowhere the year they won it, man. There was nothing like it.
Very strange.
Very weird. Very cool
stuff. This has been an intriguing conversation.
I'm sorry. I always love trying to compare. I'm sorry we got into soccer talk.
No, it educated me.
Okay, good.
It educated me. So you did a good job. But we are up against it for this first break. 865-546-8200. It's our number, 546-8200. That was Talking Soccer for this month.
Never again. We're never going back.
Please
ever.
Join us next month when we try to break down the restart of the Premier League.
That's right.
That should be very entertaining. You're listening to Overtime. Be back more after this. Traveling in a fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies. Today, it's a very somber day, and I can't believe it's already been 4 years, guys. What you gave me that look. What was that look for?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about.
4 years ago, man, we lost a real one. We lost a good one.
Is this the death day game?
No.
Is this the new predecessor to the birthday game?
I'm about to tell you. I'm not having you guess, but I mean, I think Tucker knows what I'm talking about.
Is it a wrestler?
On May 28th, 2016, Cincinnati Zoo, a three-year-old boy climbed into a gorilla enclosure.
Harambe, dude.
He was grabbed and dragged by Harambe, a 17-year-old Western Lowland gorilla. He was just a kid. He was just a teenager.
Why did that blow up so much?
Fearing for the so boy's weird. Life. A zoo worker shot and killed Harambe.
R.I.P. Harambe.
Oh, it's already been 4 years.
That's crazy.
Can we point to May 28, 2016, the killing of Harambe? Is that like the flashpoint for society being where it's at now?
It's probably not a coincidence.
Most things went downhill after that.
Yeah, that's when the simulation broke.
Most things went downhill. There were still some good things in 2016, sports-wise especially.
At least we had sports.
We beat Florida. Hail Mary against Georgia. We thought we were going to win the East.
Well, we did win.
Yeah. It was like Harambe. Ever since late May 2016, it's just been...
That's crazy. Why did that blow up so much?
Because Harambe, man. He didn't deserve it.
I remember the fact
so
that...
So strange. The internet, dude.
After it actually happened, there were some people who were legit... You know, people, of course, making fun of it, like, a little bit. The fact it's like, oh, no, they killed a gorilla. It's like, how stupid is that parent for letting their kid get into a gorilla enclosure? Mm-hmm, and there were some people outraged that...
The animal rights people, yeah.
And then I didn't hear anything about it for months, but it was like late summer 2016, all of a sudden, Harambe became... The most ridiculous meme I've ever seen.
Became a martyr, dude.
It was everywhere.
Became a martyr. Modern day martyr.
RIP Harambe. Everywhere I looked on the internet, it was Harambe. Just looking back at the time. Back in 2016, public policy polling included Harambe in their polling for the U.S. presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
Harambe had 5% support in late July 2016, ahead of Green Party nominee Jill Stein, and 2% in August 2016, tied with Jill Stein. Harambe cost Hillary.
Yeah, that's
probably what happened.
American politics right there, voting for a dead animal. over some legitimate candidates.
I mean, thousands of people riding Santa Claus every year, so I mean.
I'd vote for Peyton Manning.
What were you going to tell me next? Santa Claus isn't real or something?
You want to do it?
Tucker still
He's just in his own little world up there again, isn't
Tucker still can't talk.
I'm crafting a tweet. I can't talk.
Santa Claus is real, right? I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, take that, AJ.
He's a man.
Suck it, AJ. Talk about Santa like that. Can't believe you. We have 4 years since Harambe, so I just wanted to mark this somber occasion.
R.I.P.
Figure is only right to mark the somber occasion. What's not somber, though, is another day, another update in the life of Coach Duggs.
Oh, God. Okay. Give me an update.
Gus Dugerton has Tennessee at 7-0.
I start to say the only info I ever need or have from Gus Dugerton's from you. And this show.
I have pertinent information.
Yeah, hit me with it.
The Auburn Tigers rode their asses up to Neyland Stadium.
Got sent home.
Oh, not only did they get sent home, they had a burger dropped on them. And not a 50 burger, H.A., a 60 burger. Final score.
Easy.
The Air Ducks, Tennessee offense, 65, Auburn 28.
Jeez. Dominant performance.
I mean, Big Cat, a.k.a. Coach Duggs, he was locked in on that stream. The haters were so mad. They couldn't stand it.
So, actual question, what difficulty does he play on?
Heisman.
He's on the Heisman difficulty.
He does play on Heisman difficulty.
Good. Does he just run four verts every play? He's not one of those people, is he?
He runs Shark Wheel and like...
Dude, like the wheel back, route in that game half was... Halfback
angle every play. He always throws to his backs. He like only throws... It's like slant routes to his receivers or like a receiver's open in the flat. And sometimes he'll go deep.
Yeah,
but if he goes deep, a lot of the times he'll have the risk of throwing a pick.
So he throws it 40, 50 times a game.
He's been throwing it less. He's been running a lot, too.
Go to the ground game. Run the ball. I respect it.
He has Heisman Trophy candidate quarterback Caleb Presley.
Caleb Presley. Okay.
Caleb Presley, a.k.a. is like a real dude who works at Barstool. And Caleb Presley's went all in on his Twitter account. He has changed everything to show that he's a quarterback at Tennessee.
So, a real dude that works with Big Cat just happened to have the same name as his in-game quarterback?
No, he went in and changed it?
He did it on purpose.
Just as like a joke.
Apparently, he was like a Vol fan as a kid or something like that.
He was. But now he's like, he went to UNC, though. So, he's like, Tallahassee, North Carolina.
Forget that, dude.
He tweeted a picture of him, like, 9 years old.
So, he's leaning into it for clout, is what I'm hearing.
He's wearing a Heath Shuler jersey.
He might have been.
No, it was, Gerald Riggs. Was he 21?
I don't know. I thought it was 16.
I thought he was wearing 21.
He's leaning into it for clout, is what I'm hearing.
Oh, of course.
Just wants attention. Sad. Some people.
He was already kind of famous.
Kind of famous.
A little bit.
Was he Lane Kiffin famous?
Are we going to, like, bring Kiffin up? Like,
no, I'm sorry. It's all my fault.
I think you love him.
I keep bringing it up.
Huh? You love him. You bring him up.
I think it is, too. It's like...
It's like you pick on the girl that you like in middle school or in elementary school.
You actually got that crush.
Yeah, that's right.
Got a little crush on little Joey Freshwater. Is that what you got?
Yep, that's it.
Admit it.
Yep. I own it. Just admit it. I have a closet love affair with Joey.
I mean, who doesn't? I mean, who really doesn't at this point, though? So, yeah. I don't even know how we got to this point.
I don't either, man.
But Coach Duggs.
I was just sitting here thinking about that.
Coach Duggs rolling through the schedule. I need to check real quick. I think Bama might be next, which worries me because Bama on NCAA 14 is like a 99 overall, like across
They're
the board.
They're always 99 overall, yeah. What's he ranked?
So he was 17th last night.
17th at 7-0? What?
It's done. Did they finally move him up to the top 10?
It is
like a weird thing.
Was that 6-0? He was 6-0, he was 17th?
Yes.
What? That's dumb. In the SEC? I know it's a game. It's like, stupid. I don't like it.
And like the ranking in the game does not make sense.
Fix
like
your game, EA. Fix your six-year-old game. Fix right it. Now.
Right now. But yeah, this, again, just another day when you just realize how ridiculous some of this stuff is. Today is actually National Burger Day.
Really?
Yeah, Buffalo Wild Wings official Twitter account earlier today tweeted out a picture of one of their burgers with the caption, 50 of these for at Coach Ducks today in honor of last night's big W.
Y'all like
Buffalo Wild Wings on the bandwagon.
Y'all like Buffalo Wild Wings?
No.
No.
They're too expensive.
Too expensive.
For what they're giving you, for sure.
I will say the food's not bad, but yes, Tucker has the point of you overpay.
Let me rephrase. You ever tried to drink a beer at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Yes.
Hey, $9 for a...
Yeah, I have, unfortunately. that's why I haven't been to one willingly in over a year.
I support local wings businesses.
Well, there's not really a Buffalo Wild Wings around here anymore, is there? Is there still one out west?
Turkey Creek, yeah.
Turkey Creek, okay.
There's one back.
And then there's one in Maribel. There's two in the immediate area.
Okay. Because I remember there used to be one on the Strip a long time ago.
What was it there on the Strip a long time ago? There used to be a Chili's. There used to be an O'Charlie's. There used to be that B-Dubs.
Rumors. R.I.P.
RIP. Roaming Gnome.
Goalpost.
RIP.
The Hill.
The Hill's still there?
No, Gnome Hill.
Huh?
There was a little bar. Gnome Hill? There was a little bar like one block off the Strip. What was it called?
You're getting into territory I don't even know about.
I am old. Sad. Yep. There was a lot of stuff on the Strip, though. You're right. What was that burger place Albert Hainsworth had on the Strip?
Burger Fi. I went there one time. It sucked.
Did it really? It didn't last long at all.
It was overpriced for what you were getting.
Isn't there a Verizon store on the Strip now?
Where Crystal was. Yeah, it's ridiculous, right? They could have put a Waffle House or a Pals right there. No, let's bring in Verizon Wireless. It's awful. The Strip is so gentrified. And it's
so gentrified.
Like, it is.
It sounds like it. I haven't been to the Strip in a
minute. There's nothing. There's hardly anything worth the crap there.
They took out the Crystal and put in a Verizon Wireless store.
Put in a Verizon. Where the Wendy's used to be as a parking lot for the new housing place.
Is Moe's still there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to Moe's.
Welcome to Moe's.
Not getting them free pub. Cut
the check, Moe's.
Tucker, I'm going. Tucker, I hope your mic wasn't on for that.
I'll try.
No.
I'll say it.
No. Tucker, remember who one of our sponsors is, you idiot. What are you doing?
Oh, that's right.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't in the mic.
Oh, and I'm not going to repeat what he said. Oh, my God.
That
was almost a disaster.
I, for one, love Qdoba.
Yes,
personal favorite.
One of my favorite places to go to while I was at UT.
But always, all he said was, Moe's is better than Chipotle.
He
did not disparage.
I did say that.
He did not disparage the sponsor. Qdoba is definitely the most
Tucker,
superior.
Since the break, y'all are making me nervous. Let's play birthdays and in this, whatever this has been today, whenever we come back. 865-546 8200-546-8200. Someone please save me from these people. We're going to end overtime when we come back. Stay with us.
Time to play the game. It's all about the game. And how you play it, all about control. If you can take it, all about your debt. If you can pay it, it's all about your face.
Rest in peace, Harambe.
R.I.P. Harambe.
4 years, we're reminiscing, but it's okay. We're going to do the birthday game in
his honor. Whoa. You know the rules.
Oh, yeah.
It's unbelievable. Look at that. Yeah, see?
So, I usually have the headphones in to hear a name first, but since Tucker's mic is having the issues.
Is it working?
Okay, let me just talk for like a second.
No. You're going to have to keep it on either way.
It's awful.
Well, you're going to have to deal with it.
It's like...
But listen, well, I only need it for you saying names, okay? So as long as the name comes through, that's fine.
Okay.
True.
But I don't have my headphones in because of the fact that if I do have my headphones in and Tucker's mic malfunctions and he has a name first, I don't want to...
Fair play. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to have that affecting me in my headphones, so...
Alright. It's better than... It's worse, but it's fine.
Look, I'm just... The judge tonight is just going to be my own two ears. And we have three birthdays and two this day in history questions.
All right, great.
So, best three out of five. Is everyone ready?
What's the grade?
Let's see here. Ew. I mean, it's one of those where it's like it could be worse.
Okay.
But just grading the three names, a B.
Okay. B's got me through college.
Actually, I'll give it a B+. I think two of them outweigh the other one. B+.
Okay. Any sports names on here? Or to be determined.
Two sports names. I'll get into it. Two sports and one politician.
Oh God, I'm not gonna get the politician.
You'll know the politician.
Bill Clinton. Okay.
Shut up. No, it's not Bill Clinton.
That would have been nuts.
even if it was. Actually, I remember we have four birthdays. That's all I'm going to say. All right. Birthday number one. He is 49 today. Here's the politician.
Okay.
He is a current U.S. senator.
It's definitely not Bill.
No, it's not. A current U.S. senator from Florida. A presidential candidate back in 2016.
Is Jeb Bush from Florida?
He's older than 49.
Yeah, but Jeb Bush isn't currently serving in office.
See, I don't follow politics, y'all.
Florida?
He has.
From Florida?
Yeah.
From 2016.
What political
leaning are we talking about?
He's Republican. He's been in the Senate since 2011. Ted Cruz is from Texas.
That's a good point.
You're close, though. He was a candidate for the Republican nomination along with Ted Cruz. He dropped out right before Ted did.
You're just going to have to give us initials, dude. I don't know anything. I don't follow politics,
okay.
Man.
Wait. Is it
thought you'd know the name.
Mitt Romney.
No. You think Mitt Romney's 49 years old?
Good point.
Yeah.
Mitt Romney's closer to 100.
I forgot. I don't know if my mic is putting out anything.
Well, I hear you, so I'll relay anything.
This
okay.
is such a mess.
Initials are MR. M-R.
Mitt Romney.
But it's not Mitt Romney, Tucker.
It's,
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
M-R?
Yes. I know you all don't follow politics that closely, but this is a name that you've heard of, surely.
Probably.
M-R from Florida.
Whoa. Is it,
I'm giving y'all like 10 seconds because I have to move on. If y'all don't get this, no one gets it.
I make a point of not following politics, dude. I don't know.
Tucker, it's Marco Rubio.
Ah.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Wow.
Of course.
People talked about him for like 3 months in 2016, and then he...
People still will talk about... He's a senator from Florida. I would have thought you would have heard something. It's not like he's from Montana or something.
I
already said you don't have to care, but he's a name that gets talked about a lot.
I don't care about the whole state of Florida.
Which is a fair point. That is a fair point.
Oh, the heater.
0-0 though. 34 today.
Okay.
34.
Is this spurts?
This is spurts. Yeah.
Okay.
These next three are sports.
Love spurts.
He is a retired NFL offensive tackle. He played with the Ravens, the Titans, and the Panthers. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's most known though for being the subject of the Blind Side.
Oh, Michael Orr.
It's Michael Orr. Tucker did get that first.
Damn. Stuff.
Tucker on the board first with Michael Orr.
He's 34.
34.
And retired? Good
for
him.
He's been in the league for a minute when that movie came out.
Yeah, he got drafted in 09.
I couldn't believe he was retired at 34.
That's true.
So that's getting warm for a offensive lineman.
Last season is 2016.
I guess if you want to protect your brain, you try and retire early.
I mean, that brain's pretty important.
Yeah.
It is pretty important. All right, Tucker on the board. One zip. Next up, he is 82 today. 82. And again, these are all sports. He's American, by the way.
Okay.
He's an NBA legend. He's currently an executive board member for the Clippers. But again, he was also a coach. But he's known for his 14-year career with the Lakers as a player. Also, also coached the Lakers in the late 70s. NBA champion. A finals MVP.
Jerry West.
It is Jerry West, and I was about to say he is also the logo.
Yeah.
He is the NBA logo.
Yeah. He's on the board of the Clippers, really?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
What I was trying
ironically enough.
Yeah, okay.
Ironically enough, can you all tell me where he went to college and what state he's from?
Jerry West? He's from Louisiana, right?
Mm-mm. You're thinking Pete Maravich, I think.
Oh, yeah. He did play at LSU.
West Virginia.
Really?
That's weird.
He is from West Virginia. Yep.
Okay, then.
There you go.
I think I have a mic now.
I think
it
you
just
do.
Randomly started working.
Well, whatever. Don't touch anything then.
Was it Darnell Wright or Wanye from West Virginia?
Darnell.
Darnell. Okay.
Darnell. Oh, yeah. Okay. Wanye is from Georgia.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Y'all are tied at one. We are going to, let's see. I guess since, well, y'all didn't help me math here. No one got Marco Rubio.
So we need an odd number left.
Yeah.
So if you've got an extra birthday and two.
One more birthday and this day in history and two this day in history.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay. We're still on track. Okay.
Unless we screw it up again.
I hope not. Because.
Is one of the this days in history Harambe dying?
No.
Okay.
No, so we were talking about it.
That'd be kind of stupid, Tanner.
Today, last birthday, he's 46 today.
Okay.
He's the head coach of Tennessee.
Mike Vrabel.
He's Jeremy Pruitt.
Damn it.
Volunteer.
Yeah. I was sitting there thinking about the NFL, man.
I would have, if it was the Titans, I would have said Titans.
I know.
I guess I wanted to discuss Pruitt's birthday being today earlier, but I figured I'd just say it for the game since no one else brought it up.
Knock it out, yeah.
Happy birthday, Big Germ, 46 today.
Love you, Cornbread.
Yes, we do.
I think he's going to get drunk tonight. I think
he better.
He's going to get drunk as hell tonight.
What do you think? What do you think he drinks?
Oh,
Beam.
No. Well, maybe tonight.
I can see him drinking some Beam.
He makes more money now that. Did to buy Beam.
Yeah, but
he's probably
not breaking out the Pappy tonight.
He seems very traditional.
Was it Pappy Bull? Pappy Van Winkle? Yeah.
A source that would know, at least when he golfs, he slams some Mick Ultras.
No way.
I gotta watch.
Is he watching his figure?
My figure.
Unbelievable.
Gotta watch my figure.
He's drinking like Johnny Walker Blue or something.
All righty. Since we are getting close up against it, we have to decide winner. Tucker's up 2-1.
Mm-hmm.
We have two this day in history questions left. Tucker, if you get one of these next two, you win. But still anybody's ball game.
Checks out, yep.
So here we go. All righty. Your first one for today. First one for today. On this date, in 1754.
Oh, God.
This was the first engagement.
Boston Tea Party.
No. The first blood spill of this war that happened in America.
Sumter.
That predated the American Revolution. What's the war y'all hear about?
The French and Indian War.
The French and Indian War? Tucker Holt wins birthdays.
The French and Indian War was today in 17
today,
what?
54.
This is the next one I want to hear.
Is it pretty important? I mean,
it was. You're looking for a battle.
It was an important war.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you got the French, and they were all fighting and stuff.
All right, here's the last one. This is
nailed it.
This is also sports related. This is sports history on this day. In 1957, National League owners in baseball, they vote unanimously.
Designated here.
No. To allow these two franchises to move to California. What were they?
Dodgers and Angels?
Nope. You got half of them.
Dodgers and Giants.
You get half a point each.
The New York Football Giants.
Half a point each. They voted unanimously to let two New York's teams just go ahead and move out to Cali.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was a 6 or 7 birthday game win streak crumbling to the end there.
Yeah.
It's tough, man. Fell apart.
Yeah. You had such a good show. This is what you get for probably giving me Rona.
For coming in? Okay.
And probably giving Tucker Rona, too. Yeah.
That's my revenge.
That's the risk.
See, now...
I'll see you on my deathbed in 2 weeks.
See, now when y'all go lick a gas pump when you leave here, you're going to blame me for it. This is unbelievable.
What do you think? I don't lick the gas pump. I drink the gas without touching the pump, okay?
Waterfall.
I safely drank that gasoline, AJ.
Huh?
I safely drank that. AJ, in all seriousness, thank you for appearing once again.
Thank you for having me.
Great show, as always. I have to go check. R.I.P. Harambe.
R.I.P. Harambe.
I'll have to go back and listen to this tape. This has been an absolute mess, but I wouldn't have it any other way. We'll be back to wrap up the week tomorrow at 6 o'clock. For Tucker Holt, AJ Cook, I'm Tanner Carson. You have been listening to Overtime.